today, we're fortunate to have CEO and co-founder of Volumetric, a Houston-based startup, Jordan Miller, to join us for a short interview. Jordan is also a professor at the Rice University Department of Bioengineering, and he will also be speaking at 3D Heal's 2020 Biofabrication Panel. Jordan, thanks so much for agreeing to this interview.
Thanks, Jenny. My pleasure.
I really enjoyed reading your written interview that you did last year for us. I'm still reading it because it's so dense. There's a lot of information, and I really recommend everybody to check it out, and we will publish it again. But I think people want to get to know you a little bit better before the conference. It's not just a conference, but really a virtual networking experience. So I kind of want to share your earlier life with us, starting perhaps your academic or personal, whatever you want to share with us, so that we can get to know you better to understand why you're here today trying to tackle the organ transplant challenge and vascularization challenge.
Absolutely. My awareness of the challenge here goes back to being a teenager getting my driver's license in Los Angeles. When I turned 16, you know, you go into the DMV, try to sign up for your license, and they ask you a question on that application: do you want to be an organ donor? And that was a very confusing question to me at the time. I thought, aren't I using all of my organs right now? How can I donate them? What does this question mean? What is the need for that? Where does it come from? And it's not something that I had talked about in my family. It's not something that we had learned about in school or in classes. And it was very surprising for me to learn about the dramatic need for increased supply of people to donate organs. And really, there's a lot of people waiting, in many cases, waiting for someone to die so that they can live. And that was quite impactful for me in my younger mind back then. And it's something that I've carried with me all the way to today. There's still a really big need for people to develop new technologies that can help in this area. Certainly, you know, in the short term, we need a lot more people to register to be organ donors. This is something that you should talk about with your family and think about as a personal decision. But in the longer term, we're really looking towards the future of being able to make organ replacements for people made from their own cells that would be totally compatible with their body.
And that technology is related to 3D printing and bioprinting technologies. And you have published many papers in this area, and you're certainly obviously a well-known scientist in the field. But lately you founded a startup called Volumetric, and you were just in YC. You want to share with us your experience with Volumetric and why you founded it?
Absolutely, yeah. So really the opportunity for using materials to interface with the body, this is something that I learned about back in college. I attended a talk by Professor Yanni Yanas at MIT. He's a professor of mechanical engineering. He was describing his ability to take cow skin, process it into a collagen scaffold, seed it with a patient's own cells, and make a replacement skin from that. He was using it to treat burn victims and having dramatic improvement of the quality of life for those patients. And so if we know about materials that can interface with the body and we know how to put the patient's cells on those materials, the question is why can we not get to whole organs? Why can't we make a liver yet? And the realization is that it's really been one of architectural complexity and a challenge of making that architecture. So if you think about the most complicated structures in the known universe are inside of our body. And this is an incredible manufacturing challenge, but it's also just an extremely exciting opportunity for progress in this area. So we've been working for the last 7 years in an academic setting to optimize 3D printing technology to build that architecture. The architecture that we need to make organs is the architecture of the blood vessel structure. We need to have the ability to make an intricate network to deliver nutrients and oxygen to cells and tissues. And as we developed this technology over the last 7 years at Rice University, we saw the opportunity to bring it to commercialization. So we founded Volumetric 2 years ago, and we've begun to commercialize the technology that we developed in 3D bioprinting.
So part of Volumetric is also focusing on biomaterials, right?
That's right. Yeah, fundamentally, we're a biomaterials company. So the ability to engineer polymers and take natural materials, make them into the architecture that we need. But we're really also developing the 3D printing technologies that can adapt or can be applied with these materials to make the complex architecture to make artificial tissues and organs.
And for those people who are watching the video, and my background is actually one of Jordan's, part of Jordan's late publication related to printing an alveolar, that synthetic alveolar with a size less than a penny. And there's also a video version of that on YouTube. People can welcome to check it out. But I am very fascinated with this structure because aesthetically it's appealing. And when you see the video, it's also fascinating. It looks just like a perfusion of the long alveolar. But the design of this structure is a collaboration between Volumetric, or your research team, and the Nervous System, right, which is a design firm. And I know you have a really interesting perspective on how design, the architecture, facilitate bioprinting and biofabrication process.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, science and art have always had a very good connection. Science inspires art, and art inspires science. And Nervous System has always been a very exciting leader in the design space, taking what are called generative algorithms. So taking understanding of how natural structures grow in nature. This is, if you think about how a tree grows, a tree branching architecture. And they have the ability, Jesse and Jessica there, they have the ability to generate new architectures that are derived from our understandings of how natural systems grow. They have predominantly been using this for the artistic side. And I've been a big fan of their work for a number of years. We finally had the technology that I thought could really harness the complexity of design that they've been able to make entirely computer generated. And so I sent a cold email out asking if we could collaborate. They were very excited about the idea of using their naturally derived algorithms back to inform nature again, to use that architecture to inspire the next generation of tissue engineering and regenerative medicine. And so that's what we set out to do, and that's what we did.
I know you know a lot more designers in addition to Nervous System, because we had some very quick conversations around mathematics, 3D printing, and art. And you mentioned a couple of names to me. I mean, maybe one of these days, after I read all your papers, we could have a much longer podcast and discussion about how 3D printing, art, and biofabrication can all intermingle together. Now, I want to shift the angle of this interview a little bit. As you know, we're all in quarantine, although we're all in suits. But you have a history of study in viral pathogenesis, which is something I just read today. I was like, oh, wait, right? So you did some research in this area, and then your work, some of the one of the applications is research development in pharmaceutical area for new drug screening development. Have you give some thought about how to connect these two points, these two dots in your life together?
Yeah, so the original point, the viral pathogenesis research that I was working on was back as an undergrad at MIT. I did an internship at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, learning about SIV, simian immunodeficiency virus, which is what infects non-human primates, and it's an HIV-like disease. And you know, I think I had pivoted from that area to really looking at tissue engineering, regenerative medicine. But there's also, you know, the stepwise approach to get to entire organs is to first make small tissues, and these tissues can be used in drug screens to understand better applicability of drugs that are being screened today. Actually using them on human cells with human-like architecture where that human behavior can be observed. So this is something that we're looking at Volumetric, of could we make engineered tissue constructs that could be useful for drug screening? So if we want to make lung-like architectures, could we model lung-like diseases? Maybe some of the pathologies that are being seen from COVID patients, it's possible to recapitulate some of that in these kind of tissues. So it's something that we're looking at very closely.
Absolutely. I mean, as you know, probably lately, there's evidence that this virus doesn't just attack the lungs, but also many other organs as well. And I think potentially biofabricated tissues could serve as the platform for multiple organ research in terms of how this virus is affecting the organs and also the drugs on these organs.
And in the other scheme here is that it's really the effects that COVID-19 has been having on human patients, it's redoubling our commitment to making organ replacements. We see that some patients that have been taken, you know, very close to death, but then recover, they will have 20-30% permanent decreased lung function. And it's been talked about they may be candidates for lung transplant. So it really underscores the need for newer technologies to help address this shortage of organs.
Yeah, it is kind of scary because it seems like the kidneys and also the brain are also both attacked. And we also have scientists in these areas who are actually joining 3D Heals 2020 to talk about how to regenerate or bioprint these respective tissues. Well, let's talk about something a little bit on the lighter side. I know that you just moved back to Houston, Texas, but before that you were in the Silicon Valley quarantined together with your team. And too bad that the Bergrat cannot join us during this hour, but I'm glad to see that you guys survived that rough patch of relationship. So tell us how it was, you know, surviving this period of time, this very unusual period of time as a startup founders and working so closely with your teammates.
I think, you know, we've been very fortunate. I think you always think about in a startup, you need to be very agile and adapt to whatever the situation may be. And so as things came up and as quarantines were being implemented, we just really adapted. At Y Combinator, they moved the demo day to entirely be online. We did all of our calls and interviews via Zoom, and it was quite an intense set of days because we would just have back-to-back meetings instead of traveling to all these different locations to talk to people. But it became very effective and we adapted accordingly. I think the investor network also adapted very well. Usually investors definitely want to meet people in person. That's not really possible right now. And so nevertheless, there's still investments being made. And so it's still possible to do fundraising now, despite the situation.
And you guys are in the process of completing your Series A?
We're really just raising a seed round right now. So we're just trying to get some money in to help us for the next 2 years or so.
Okay. I just want to have a disclaimer that I'm also an active investor in Volumetric, and I'm very lucky to be investor of your company. Well, thank you very much, Jordan, for this interview today. Looking forward to your presentation coming in June, 3D Heals 2020. Thank you.
Thanks so much.